A new transitional home for veterans is now open in South Philadelphia. Snyder House, a one-of-a-kind co-ed program, is built around a holistic approach to healing. As WHYY's Aaron Mosell reports, the facility turned to veterans who had their own struggles to help shape the road to recovery.
Returning to civilian life after serving in the military was complicated for Anthony Fedeli, who sits on Snyder House's advisory committee. After 6 years in the infantry, the 39-year-old easily ran his own IT business, but he had a hard time troubleshooting his deep-seated sorrow.
I remember sitting on my steps one day, looking at a young couple. This image stays with me constantly. I was looking at a young couple sitting across the street eating lunch, and they were laughing, and I'm just crying. And I'm just saying, I don't understand why I can't be happy, you know? I served my country. I did what I thought I was supposed to do.
By 2010, Fedeli was highly suicidal and landed in a VA hospital. He says his stay was not helpful.
You know, I was part of the traditional, what I call, pipeline. You know, we bring the veteran in, we shove them through the pipeline, shove pills down their throats, give them these groups to go to, and tell them exactly what they're going to be doing every day while they're in the hospital. I was in the hospital for like 3 months, and it didn't work for me. You know, I came out just as suicidal as I was. In fact, I was even more confused and more disconnected from society.
It's why, after admittedly some initial hesitation, Fedeli decided to help craft a different way of treating vets at Snyder House. He says the program could be a game changer.
They offer the ability for somebody like me to come in and sit down and say, look, I can balance my checkbook. I don't need to go to these groups or classes. Like, I can do that. But teach me how to be friendly. Teach me how to smile. Teach me how to socialize.
The facility started welcoming vets to a century-old brick building near South Broad Street in early July. The 40-bed program is part of a push by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to reinvent its residential programs. Program Director Joan Ryan says treatment has traditionally unfolded inside a bubble of sorts, completely separated from life's stresses. For some vets, that makes returning to independent living daunting as they stare down all of their problems at once.
The idea with this new rollout is to select cities, and we were one of the urban environments to be selected, to establish a smaller home-like environment for veterans where they can begin their integration into the community, go back into their families, go back into their jobs, while we offer a very structured, supportive setting.
The program offers a variety of mental health and social services to vets of all ages, including therapy and help finding housing and work. Treatment, however, is highly individualized and largely driven by the vets themselves. Ryan says the approach gives participants a greater sense of control over their lives, something many struggle to maintain even years after they last donned a uniform.
All across the board, the vet is the expert on him or herself. They know what their needs are, and when they see that we are actually responding to them and carrying through with what they need, that establishes confidence and trust very quickly in the program. And then having that confidence in the program has helped them support one another again.
Learning to navigate daily life, though, can be easier than finding joy, she says.
That takes a little time at first. Most veterans don't have an answer when we ask, well, what brings you pleasure in life? Like, what can you do when you're not working or going to doctor's appointments that can make you feel good and happy? And it's a showstopper right there.
Treatment at Snyder House ends when the patient and staff together decide it's the right time. On average, they expect that to take 45 days. The connection between patient and program, however, doesn't end there. If, after leaving, a veteran starts to unravel from the stress of civilian life, the program is designed to be there to extend another helping hand. I'm Aaron Mosell, WHYY News.